We're just going to pause there for a while, and we're just going to ask Martin to come and share a word of testimony of his trip to the outer Hebrides of Aberdeen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I saw a picture on Facebook a few days ago, and I thought he'd gone to Aberdeen. He was surrounded by African ethnicity children, and I thought he'd gone to Aberdeen. Glory to God, but there he was. He must have been in Africa or somewhere. He told me he was going to Aberdeen. It starts with A, doesn't it? But who knows? Glory. Go on.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
It's good to be back. And like, I've been away for about 6 weeks, so my accent's probably got a wee bit stronger since I've been
away. Yeah, we've missed you. We've missed you.
Missed the Scottish accent.
Oh, I definitely. Amen. I want you to lose a little bit of it, but you know.
So I was up in Aberdeen for a 10-day mission trip. And we were with a local church called King's Community Church. And somebody asked me when I came back yesterday, how was your trip? And I said, life-changing. And it really was. Like, when the mission trips came out, God spoke to me and he told me that's where he wanted me to go. And I'd say that to people, right, I'm going to Aberdeen. They're like, you're Scottish, why would you want to go to Aberdeen on a mission trip? But I just knew I'd heard from God. So we went and we'd done loads of different stuff. We went to Teen Challenge for the first couple of days. And it was really intense, working with the guys, taking the chapels, teaching, stuff like that. But in particular, I want to share this. There was a young guy there who was a heroin addict for like since he was like 13. And he'd been in Teen Challenge for 3 weeks. And he hadn't grasped Christianity. Like, he had loads of doubts. It really, basically, didn't want anything to do with Christianity. He thought it was a bit far-fetched. So we were just chatting away with him and just kind of encouraging him. So one night we had a prayer time. And I laid hands on this boy. And the power of God just fell on him. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. He actually wrote me a letter. And he said to me, I'll never forget you, Martin. Basically, God used you to change my life. And he expressed in the ways of, I felt as if I was cleaned from the inside out. Amen. And he also said it was as if the missing part of the jigsaw came into place. Amen. So that boy's life was changed. You know, and it was just, that was the second day I was there. Anything else didn't happen on this trip, I'd have been quite happy with that. You know, but like, so we were involved in the church, doing different things in the community. I got the opportunity to preach. I was inspired by this young group of young guys at this church. There was six of them. They were 20, 21, and 22. The boy who was leading it was 22. They don't come from addictive backgrounds or like never use drugs, anything like that. But yet they love God, and they started a connect group in a house, and it's just flourished. They now have to rent out somewhere where, so these six guys, a house in a community where they're not from, because they love God and they believe living in amongst them. And this is what he said to us, we just love one person at a time.
Yeah,
that's what he said to me. Yeah. And I was like 22, wow, he's got it, he's grasped it. Amen. I get the opportunity to preach in there, and I preached and another boy gave his life to God in that meeting.
Praise
as well.
God.
You know, so like, it was just an amazing, we served in the church. The African kids, it was the Witoto kids, like, and they were amazing, young kind of abandoned kids, and just loving them, just serving them. Like, I just did an amazing trip. Like, I seen God in the details, the small details. Before I left, there's a guy in the college, he said to me, and he's from Aberdeen, and he said, Martin, if you see my boy up in Aberdeen, tell him I love him. I've not seen him for like 3 or 4 years, and he's a drug addict. And in the back of my mind, when he said this to me, I said, what's the chances of seeing him in Aberdeen? Not a chance. Not a chance. Who did I bump into on the streets in Aberdeen?
Never.
But his son.
Wow.
He's not seen. So I was able to take a video
of
his son telling him how he loved him and he missed him and that. So that was God just restoring. Like, wow, man.
Praise the Lord.
Had a fantastic time. God used me. And it's just amazing. Like, we don't need to go abroad to do missions.
No.
And there's a mission field just at that
Absolutely.
Front door.
Yeah.
And I've been totally challenged and inspired by what I've seen up there. And, like, there's a harvest out there. We just need the workers. Do you
Amen.
Know what I mean? We need the workers.
Amen.
So, God's amazing. He's just an amazing God.
Praise
so
God.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Praise Him. That's fantastic. You know, God goes before you and prepares the ground. He prepares the land. He prepares every circumstance and situation. And all we have to do is walk in what He's prepared for us and enjoy it and see God changing lives, because we're showing the love of Jesus into someone's life. And as they said, just love one. Just love somebody. Just show them the love of God. And it will win them to Jesus. And then encourage them to show the love of God to somebody else. And keep winning people to Jesus. Because God is love. Amen. Glory to God. One day we're going to have a sign up here at the back, at the front, that says God is love. God is love. And you came to Christ because God loves you. And you've experienced that for yourself, haven't you? And that's great. And I just thank that, because I came to Christ because I suddenly realized that He loved me. He died for me and He loved me so much, and I was so excited. And you know, I just saw so many things happen because of the love of Jesus. The signs, the wonders, the miracle life. One of the greatest miracles is to see somebody saved. And you know, as you've been saying, that being filled with the Holy Spirit, we're coming up towards Pentecost. We're going to see people filled afresh and new with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to see God moving in this area through each individual by the power of God, changing lives for His praise and for His glory.